This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Resource Centre with Audrey Raj. Good morning. On the show today, we're going to be talking about the upcoming Malaysian Media Conference that's happening this Friday, the 25th of September at the Sime Darby Convention Centre. It's going to be one of the first physical gatherings organized since the movement control order imposed earlier this March. And if you know media people, our kind, we need our meetups to keep the creative juices flowing. So this is one highly anticipated event. And in light of all the challenges we faced this year, you know, as a nation and as an industry, the theme for this year's Malaysian Media Conference is quite apt. The theme for 2020 is The Great Comeback. And to talk to us about what we can expect come Friday and who and why you should be attending this conference, we have with us the project lead of the Malaysian Media Conference 2020, Vasuki Rao. Hey Vasuki, how are you doing today?
Hi Audrey, thank you for having me.
So it's 3 days, right, to the conference. Yeah. You guys must be pumped.
Yeah, we definitely are pumped and nervous. If there's a word for that combination, that's exactly what we are.
So the Malaysian Media Conference has been around for like 15 years or something. You know, maybe you can give us a rundown of what the conference is and why it stood the test of time.
So yes, 15 years in the sense that it's been 15 years since we started it, but this year, the conference is going to be in its 14th year because we took a hiatus last year. So essentially, Marketing Magazine, which is the organizers of Malaysian Media Conference, is they're known for organizing events all around the year. We've organized CMO conference, EPIs, the Young Spikes, and a couple of other events. And the Malaysian Media Conference is one of our longest. And essentially, it's an event for media and marketing professionals to just kind of get together for one day and like get on the same page or figure out which page they need to get on. And through the speakers and the panel sessions and the theme that we set for each year, we just tend to tackle like topics and issues that need to be achieved through conversations. So we tackle anything from media to marketing challenges, online, digital, mobile, to discussing issues like media consolidation, best practices, industry debates, and stuff like that. So that's essentially what the Malaysian Media Conference is. Yeah.
And this year, as most events have resorted to hosting their events online, you guys have chosen to go ahead and host it as a physical event. What was the thinking behind this? You know, because I bet there must have been heavy discussions leading up to this decision, right?
Yes, definitely. I mean, first of all, we realized how unusual it was when we kept telling people the venue was Sime Darby Convention Center and people were just like, is it a virtual event? We're like, no, it's a physical event. So I think people are just kind of like, oh, wow, it's happening again. And the decision came down when I think it's been 2 months since RMCO was implemented and we realized that the whole idea is this new normal. And how are we going to do the things that we normally did by adapting into this new normal thing? And that combined with the fact that we did, honestly, as organizers, we just love the buzz that can be felt in the conference center on a busy event day, you know, and that's something that we were deprived of. I think the last physical event we organized was in February 20. So that's been a long time. So we realized that since that this is something that actually physically can happen, there are SOPs in place to allow this to happen. We were going to take it on ourselves to make it happen. And we felt that there's just really no substitute for meeting people and building relationships face-to-face. And we wanted to hopefully initiate that in a physical conference and show the industry that, hey, it can be done. So, you know, if you have the resources to do it, let's get together. Let's do this. Let's not just resort to everything virtual. Also, Marketing Magazine also organizes workshops throughout the year, right? And we have actually organized two different workshops in the last 2 months. And doing that kind of gave us the confidence that this is something that can be like pulled together. So really that's kind of all this thinking and lots of debating in the like brainstorming room. And we figured, okay, let's do a physical conference finally after almost 6 months of like not doing one. So yeah.
Can we talk about the SOPs in place? Because, well, some may not really be ready to get out there and do physical events just yet. And having solid SOPs is always a great reassurance, right?
Yes, definitely. And we're totally open to answer questions that people have if this is a concern. And the thing that makes this really effective is the fact that there's the Sayan Rabi Convention Center as a venue has its own SOPs in place, and we as organizers have. So it's really like a double cluster sense, in from everything from taking temperatures to MySujatra QR code scanning for information to be locked in case something happens. All of that is in place. And on top of that, the venue does this thing where it opens up the ballroom to be bigger so that the same number of people that we usually have a conference can attend it, but we can have like physically distanced seating. Usually mm-hmm. the conferences that we have are like a classroom seating. So imagine like long tables, and then we'll just, you know, sort of skip one table. It's going to be a little bit annoying because, you know, you can't have like chats with the person next to you, but at least you know that you're safe in that sense. And also we are foregoing buffet lines for the lunch breaks and the tea breaks. And instead we're having individually packaged foods sent to the people who are sitting in like a table seating. So you kind of like can avoid the buffet line crowd that you can, that's kind of inevitable, you know? So those are a few of the things that we have in place.
Right. Vasuki, I want to talk about the theme for this year, the Great Comeback. You know, that was quite clever, especially with the boomerang logo for the MMC 2020. So talk to us about this year's theme and plans.
So yeah, the theme came to us pretty naturally when we realized that we ourselves as a media owner are equally as hit by this pandemic as everyone else. And what we needed was a great comeback as a media owner ourselves. And Audrey, as we were talking before this interview, is the fact that if there's anything that's grown this year, it's the sense of empathy among people. And through that sense of empathy, we realized that if we wanted a great comeback and we need resources, we need ideas to come from our peers on how to achieve that, then we need to create a platform to discuss the great comeback, you know. So hopefully the Malaysian Media Conference this year is just a platform for like creating, shaping, and essentially delivering collaborative solutions for not just this year but the upcoming decade. And the plan of MMC is to initiate the great comeback. I just wanted to very quickly say why we chose the boomerang logo, because I thought it was just a funny idea. When we realized that we wanted the great comeback to be achieved through this conference, we realized that we needed a unique weapon, you know, to like achieve this like remarkable recovery that we had in our mind. And as we were researching weapons, which is something I never thought I would do in my media, we realized that really just a boomerang is one of the rare examples of like a non-ballistic weapon. So when used correctly, boomerangs fly roughly parallel to the ground, and as long as they maintain sufficient speed and rotation, they can resist the force of gravity. And similarly, goal of MMC this year is to inspire Malaysia's media landscape to follow the trends on the ground while remaining essentially one step ahead, to be flexible and as they move forward towards the great comeback. Yeah. So that was the whole idea behind the boomerang. Yeah.
And also to continue that momentum, right?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Sorry to kill the momentum here, but we're going to take a quick break for some messages. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more on the Malaysian Media Conference 2020 in just a bit. BFM 89.9.
Business-filled minds. BFM 89.9.
This is Resource Center with Audrey Raj. Vasuki Rao is online with me right now, and we're talking about the Malaysian Media Conference that's happening this Friday, the 25th of September, at the Sime Darby Convention Center. So Vasuki, let's get down to business. You know, what can we expect from the MMC this year? What's in store, and what can people expect to get from the conference?
So what you can expect to get is, honestly, to come, first of all, is going to be a reunion. The people that you are used to seeing every year, at least a couple of times in a year, they're going to be there at the conference, and the industry people. So it's going to be a good, like, hi, it has been a long time. How's life been on your side? That's hopefully that's kind of like the reunion kind of environment that we can get. And then you're going to sit down and you are going to hear from a really interesting lineup of speakers, because I think that one of the things that we realized is because the borders are sort of still closed, that we really had to tap into the resources that Malaysia had in terms of Malaysian speakers or people who are working in Malaysia. And that brought us to a different direction of like our usual lineup was just kind of mixed up this year, and we have like some new faces. So expect to come, listen, get inspired, and ask questions. The questions that you are have been afraid to ask, we're going to have on the Mentimeter used. Just send in those questions anonymously, and you have these speakers on stage ready to answer them. And we also have two very interesting panel sessions, which I think we might talk about later. And really, I'm just excited about the kind of people that we've been able to get together for this conference. And I'm confident that because of that, the energy that's going to be created from the conference is going to be very contagious.
Yeah, so speaking of the people that will be at the conference, you know, who are the usual suspects? You know, who are the usual participants of the MMC, and who should be attending come this Friday?
So essentially, any creative media or marketing professional in Malaysia, this is the space for them to be at, because it's really about creative ideas. It's about how to sell. It's about what to sell. It's about what not to sell and how not to sell. So if you are in that idea or in that business sphere, then this is somewhere you should be. You should also, if you're a leader or future leader looking for an avenue just to get inspired by other players in the industry and learn from their thought process and connect with peers of the same wavelength and take those that whatever like fruit out of that conversation back to your team to inspire them, then you should be at the Malaysian Media Conference. Basically people who are looking for ideas really just attend our conference.
Speaking of someone with big ideas, I understand that media veteran Jabbar Sadiq, founder of the Malaysian Insider and now Malaysian Insight, he's going to deliver the keynote address at the conference this year. And you're also featuring CEO of AirAsia, Karen Chan, as a guest speaker, right?
Yes.
So why select these guys for the great comeback?
So, first of all, I'm so excited that the both of them have been able to make the time to join us. Jahabar was a very natural choice because, 2020 marks a new decade, and we wanted our keynote speaker to be able to analyze the changes that have engulfed the media landscape in the last year. And Jahabar is so famous for Malaysian Insider and all the controversies, yet the resistance that he's shown against everything that he's been faced with. And for the last 10 years, I think he's been a pretty prominent figure in the media landscape. So we really just wanted someone like him, an industry veteran with a very unique vantage point, to share an overview of last decade. So Jabbar is going to be speaking on the Malaysian media landscape, what has changed, what has not, and what won't change. And I'm really hoping that this will be the perfect kickoff to get the context that Malaysia's media ecosystem is in, that will kind of start the conversations for the rest of the speakers. And he's so kindly agreed to do it, although he's such a busy person. And yeah, so we're very excited. And Karen Chan, we actually had the privilege of meeting her about 2 weeks ago. And I mean, anyone who knows that how badly hit the aviation industry has been, it's crazy. And we really were really hoping to get a perspective from someone in that industry. And although Karen is actually the CEO of AirAsia.com, which is a e-commerce website, we wanted her to be able to share how this even happened. How did AirAsia become AirAsia.com or like include AirAsia.com? And we hope that ability to adapt and change that they did, that has helped AirAsia stay afloat, is something that our participants will really appreciate learning about. So yes.
Okay, and there's also a couple of panel sessions as well, right? You know, what can we expect from those?
Oh my God, I'm so excited for the panel sessions because we've given it so much thought. And especially for the first panel session happening at 10:30 in the morning, it's titled Removing the Stumbling Blocks. And the panelists that we've gotten are just real key representative from the three sectors in the industry: media owners, marketeers, and agencies. And each of these sectors, they have very unique industry linkages, you know, and which essentially forms the ecosystem. And I hope that the panel can trigger like an open discourse on what are the knots that are being faced by these industries and the potential synergies that can essentially be activated by addressing these challenges, you know, because while COVID-19 has exposed our flaws and vulnerability as an industry, it's really created this unique opportunity for us to have a more raw and uncensored discussion because everyone's experiencing the same kinds of challenges. And if not the same kind of challenges, everyone's experiencing challenges. So what's wrong and how to fix it? And it's really time for our industry to have that conversation. And I think that it will be initiated by this panel discussion.
All right. Okay. I know you don't want to give too much away. But before we go, Vasuki, you know, what do you hope participants will come away with at the end of the conference on Friday? You know, what will they walk away with and learn from the event this year?
Ideally, I hope that they leave feeling the most inspired that they have in the last few months. I hope that they learned that all these businesses, some of these big name brands are up there talking about, hey, we thought this would work, but it didn't work. And it's okay that it didn't work. And this is how we jumped back, how we bounced back. And so I'm just really hoping that the kind of environment that can be created in the conference is a very, everyone's on the same level learning from that. It's us against the pandemic, right, at this point. And so I'm hoping that the participants of the conference walk out feeling like it's going to be okay. There's always going to be a solution to any kind of challenge that we're faced. And we actually have a support system, which is the industry. We have media owners, agencies, and marketeers who are, even though they're technically not the same sectors, we're all in the same industry and we have a backup group that can help us if we need to. So that's really what I'm hoping. Yeah.
And we're all in this together.
Exactly. Yeah. We're all in this together. Not to sound so cheesy, you know, but it's just that's what it is. Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Thank you for squeezing this chat in with us, Vasuki. You know, for listeners out there who need more information on the Malaysian Media Conference 2020, where can they go?
So go on to marketingmagazine.com.my/MMC2020 and speak to your bosses because the conference is HRDF claimable. So if you still have HRDF credits waiting to be used, this is the perfect opportunity to use them.
Right. Once again, the Malaysian Media Conference 2020 is happening this Friday, the 25th of September at the Sime Darby Convention Centre. Some of us from BFM will definitely be there to gather insights on the day, the lucky few of us. So join us and head on over to marketingmagazine.com.my/MMC2020 to get your tickets. I've been speaking with Vasuki Rao, project lead of the Malaysian Media Conference 2020. And if you missed out on any part of this show, the podcast of this interview will be up on our website, bfm.my, in just a few minutes. You can also catch up on our podcast on the BFM app, iTunes, Spotify, or anywhere else you get your podcast fix. My name is Audrey Raj, and on behalf of Vasuki Rao from the Malaysian Media Conference 2020, thank you for listening. This is Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.